You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Mule Shoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on July 6, 2022, and is titled, Liar, Liar. Grab your Bible, and let's join Steve and the message.
Anyhow, we're going to have a good time tonight in the Word, and we'll offer up prayer time at the end tonight for any of you that are here that need a healing touch, need a word from the Lord, any of that kind of stuff. And here's the deal. I don't even know why I'm going down this road, but you know, we do it around here with every light on, every head up, every eye open. That's how God operates. His eyes aren't shut. He knows what's going on. He sees everything. And so we need to start operating in the Lord with some kind of faithful normalcy. We got to quit pretending like we're living in the kingdom, pretending like our faith is real. Tuesday morning, I did a little deal here. That'd been yesterday morning, wouldn't it? Yeah, yesterday was Tuesday. But we talked yesterday morning. I listened to three preachers Sunday morning before I went and spoke at the racetrack of Ruidoso. Well, you can't preach at a racetrack. There's a bunch of sinners over there. Oh, yeah. They'd be way worse than a bunch of team ropers that put up money to see if you can win some more. And some of them drank beer, and there's a couple of them use wordy dirds. And, oh, yeah, it's terrible. What I call it Sunday morning, Robin, I said, they're doing human things. Yeah. Darned old humans acting like humans. And so, anyhow, while I was listening to these preachers, I come to realize that there's three groups. You got the pretenders and the defenders and the contenders. So we talked about this yesterday morning. I would encourage everybody to try to move over into the third group and become a contender. Who's a contender? A contender is a person who has a rival. And you know your rival. And you know every day you're kind of in a contest, so to speak. Every day you can engage in some kind of wrestling match, or, you know, you got something going on all the time. There's something pushing against you. And then you got the defenders. Well, like I told them Sunday morning, I'm not a defender of my faith. I used a scripture the other day out of, I can't even remember where it was now. Do you remember, Alan? Yeah. 1 Peter chapter 4. And where it says, be prepared to give a defense in the New King James Version. But what it actually means, and a lot of translations say it this way, be prepared to give an answer for the hope or the faith that you profess. But not defend. I do not have to defend my faith, nor will I, because nobody can do anything about my faith. You can't take my faith away. You can't change my faith. You can't make me not have faith. You can't even tell me to withhold my faith. You cannot do anything about my faith. My faith needs no defense, because you can't have it. So I'll just defend my wife, or defend my home, defend my family, defend my friends. I'll defend my freedom. But I'm not going to be a defender of my faith, because defenders of the faith simply are the people who preach and teach and give all kinds of different ideas and theologies and theories, and then have to defend them. And we've talked about it around here a lot. Theology is simply man's theories of God's absolute truth. So if you'll just make up something about God, you'll spend the rest of your life defending it if you want to be right. I just let the Bible do the arguing for me. Then I don't have to. Been playing really well. We're going to need it here in the next weeks as tread out on the skinny branches a little bit here. I'm not going to go down the road tonight. I'm just going to put up a road sign, but we'll let everybody know where we're headed. So if you still want to possess your religious spirit, or you want to defend your upbringing, or you want to defend, then you might want to be somewhere else. Because we're headed for kingdom living. Because everything that was put in place to protect and defend your faith for you in this United States of America is being dismantled moment by moment, day by day, brick by brick. It's a disaster. So, as for me and my house, we're going to watch the disaster from inside the kingdom. And we'll always have an open arm invitation for all those who are dwelling in the disaster who would like to come in. Here's the gate. His name is Jesus. You can't walk up and shake his hand. You have to get down on your knee and pledge yourself. But come on in. So you won't have to be a pretender anymore. You see, I listened to one guy whose theology that we all grew up in actually could have put up a sign. I will teach you how to pretend you're a Christian. He had his necktie perfect. Everything was just right. Pretender. Destination preacher. Pray this prayer, blow this knot, take this Bible, send me your check, and I'll see you later where we're all going to end up. Between now and then, you can pretend everything's okay. Because if you don't come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and surrender to that, you'll be a pretender the rest of your life. Or if you want to go beyond that, then you can just defend everything you got going on. Or you can get up every day and you can contend. Bring me the naysayers. Bring me the sick. Bring me the demonized. Bring me the lost. Bring me the brokenhearted. Bring them. I'm ready. Bring them. So, what do I do all day, honey? Yep, from the hangnails on up, we're going to contend. We're going to fight our rivals. See, it's what makes Christianity a man thing. You get to fight every day. Glory, hallelujah. Yeah, so that's my little pregame warm-up today. My question to everybody on your camera and sitting in here, which group is your faith unmovable, or do you have to defend it? Do you have to explain to people why you're a Christian? See, this guy I listened to, he had 5 talking points as to why we should believe the Bible. I have 1. Jesus is the Son of God who rose from the grave and brought his resurrection to me. I met him. I now know him. I've gotten to know him better every day. He is absolutely for real. If you don't believe me, come right around the pickup. And because he is absolutely real, I know the Bible's absolutely true. And I know that's my talking point. I don't have to prove nothing. I don't have to prove how a guy builds a boat on a sand dune. I don't have to prove how a guy gets barfed out by a fish. I don't have to prove any of that stuff. The Bible's already been proved in me. I'm a new creation because of the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. And once you know that as an absolute, now you have some absolutes. You can be a contender instead of a defender. And for God's sakes, don't be a pretender. Yeah. Okay, all right, let's pray, and I'll get in the Word a little bit, and we'll get you out of here tonight. Lord Jesus, I just want to thank you. Thank you for our time together here tonight. Thank you for the teaching tonight. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your direction throughout the day. I thank you that you have sent an angel to bring a blessing to our home tonight. Thank you, Lord, for so many things. I thank you that you're healing my buddy Dusty. I thank you, Lord, that you're with Donna and her family tonight. Lord, I just pray that you continue to reach out and minister to those who need a healing touch. Continue to minister to Annette as she heals. There's so many I know that, Lord, as you bring them to mind here, but Lord, we just put our faith and trust in you. You are our hope. You are our provision. You are our protection. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you tonight. Give you all the glory, Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to get in the Word a little bit tonight. Oh, I got to do them announcements. Yeah, I forgot about that. Saturday, right across the street at the food pantry. What time do y'all start over? 8 a.m. Saturday is food day. They could use some help. So if you'll get with Mark and them over here and let them know you're coming, they'll tell you what to do, where to be. But we could use some extra hands over there. They could at Saturday at the food pantry. Everything's going good over there. A little praise report right quick, just because Martis is my neighbor, so we talk about it a lot. But for those of you that may not know what's going on, all that right there across the road, Alan and Carolyn have done all the work over there, transformed that whole complex. We got asphalt over there now. The cool part of it is 135 gallons of milk. A pallet of beef that comes, I think, about once a month, isn't it, from Arizona? But, oh, yeah, different places. We've had Arizona, California. I think they're all kind of connected. But because of the ministry here, the Lord prompted someone to send 800-something pounds of hamburger meat every month, ship it over here. They've been able to buy freezers, refrigerators, still got room for more. The number of people that have needs are being met. We're still got hold of, we're still looking to the future for some Bible distribution, some prayer stuff later on down the road as we go. But the whole point in my testimony is that God instigated this. And a few people listened because of the generosity. This is huge, setting up for what's coming. Because of the uncoerced generosity that comes almost globally to this little fellowship, every need is always more than met. Everything that God prompts and says, need this, need that, it's done. We don't set up firecracker stands. We don't have fundraisers. We just trust the Lord as he works through other people who trust and obey him. And everything is abundantly and above anything you could hope for or imagine. Is that not correct? That thing's been nuts over. Yeah, it's something. That's the God we know and love. That's the one we serve. And he's the one who continues to bless and take care of us. Let me tell you something right quick. You can gripe about $6 diesel or whatever you want to. Somebody the other day, they said, diesel's going to 10 bucks. I said, worth the money. I ran out one time. I'd have gave 20. Yeah. So, you know what? You can stand around wringing your hands, doing all that stuff. Do everything you want to do. Because let me tell you, this show, skip the adjectives, this show we got going on, it's going down the toilet and they got their hand on the flusher, man, I'm telling you. But why would we expect any different? I mean, 10 years ago, we had a man walk in and sit right there and told us, this world's being turned upside down, so God's church will be turned right side up. I'm not talking about synagogues of Satan. I'm talking about the born again, living stones, Holy Ghost filled believers in the Lord Jesus Christ who have sold out so that God will bless them. God will bless them and God will continue to bless them while the whole world is going to poop in a handbasket. We're going to be just fine. Amen. Yeah, you got to get that down. You know her now. So, anyhow, I want to read a little old story that kind of set me up. God really set me up today. Y'all mind if I sit? Y'all, some people say you can't see me good, which is fine. I've got more of a face for radio than I do anything else. But over here in Acts 16, when I started this morning, because I was up praying and I really didn't understand, and I really didn't have anything going on for tonight or coffee with the Colonel this morning, and I'd kind of been kind of busy, and anyhow, I got up, I said, Lord, what am I supposed to talk about? I mean, I do this 9 days a week. Some days you wake up and go, Lord, what am I supposed to talk about today, man? Just like that, every time. He said, hey, why don't you tell him about that jailer that got baptized? Just like that. Tell me about that jailer who got baptized. So I go to fumbling through Acts, trying to figure it out, and find him over here in 16. And I get to reading it, and the revelation starts coming. And then all day long, out of this piece of scripture, God has set me up now for a while. We're going to be a while, because this last layer is going to be painful. And I don't know if y'all remember, about 5 or 6 years ago, I gave a prophecy. And I said, God is calling the church out of the tomb. Anybody remember me talking about that? Talking about the death of Lazarus. And Jesus calling him out of the tomb. And I said, that's the church. And we're going to take them grave clothes off. But when you get down to that layer that's next to the skin, you're going to have to peel it slow. Or you're going to take the hide plumb off. We're there. When we were here at Passover, we talked about the seven mountains. We talked about the dismantlement of the institutions made by man, the Babylonian model, all these different things that may sound foreign to some of you that hadn't been here all the time and don't participate all the time. I would encourage you from this day forward to participate all the time. Creflo Dollar's had a great awakening in the last little bit. Benny Hinn's had a great awakening in the last little bit. I could have fixed these guys' theology 10 years ago. I'm not being boastful. I'm just telling you, I didn't have agenda so I could hear God. I wasn't building my empire. Now we're having to come to Jesus here. Why am I telling you this? I'm not being boastful. I'm not being arrogant. I'm doing this because I love you people. I hear things, see things, and know things. I'm not afraid of the truth, and I'm not afraid of those that have been lied to. I'm telling you, we're coming to a day in a very short period of time where everybody's going to have to rely on the kingdom of God and rely on King Jesus. And the institution that created that veil that Jesus rent in two, we're going to have to come out from behind it. We're going to have to rearrange our thinking. Some of you have been doing this for a long time. When you were here at Passover, we talked about it right in that room that day. And I think it was Toy that stepped up and said, separating from your former religions is like having a divorce. Let me tell you what that feels like. It's not very much fun. So, as we talk about a few of these things that we've been totally indoctrinated with, we'll find out some things. So tonight, that all happened with this little old story. So tonight, like I told you, I'm not going to go down the road tonight. I'm just going to put up a sign, tell you that the road is here and we are going down it in the very near future. But right here in chapter 16, verse 16. Now it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination, met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. There's a lot of our Christian religion that you can already interject into this story. Our religion has many masters. We claim to have one. It's hard to find a group of people who only have one master. In the Christian faith today, we have many. We've got bishops, we've got deacon boards, we've got elders, we've got little old ladies on the front row. We've got money. We've got money. And we've got money. So, she was making a lot of money telling people what was going to happen. See, America is very palatable towards this. Christians, they'll lean up and lick their lips if they can find somebody that's going to tell them what's going to happen. How does this work out? You see, COVID was the great revealer. Yeah, we'll talk a lot about that. These last 36 months have been awesome. Figuring out who's who. 996,000 guys that thought they knew how this was going to happen. And 969,000 of them were wrong. But we leaned up and we bought the books and we sent the money and we licked the envelopes. Tell me again, how's this work? Tell me again, how's this work? They've been telling you that same load of baloney since you was a little kid. Don't worry about anything. The trumpet's going to blow and we're going to beam you up, Scotty. You're going to be out of here. You know what? I can name 50 people right now off the top of my head that wish they'd have had a rapture sometime in the last 2 weeks. Yeah. Don't worry about nothing. I read the end of the book and we win. End of the book? What about today? God help me today. But because of the fortune telling, we were making money. Wasn't doing anything wrong. Watch this. This girl followed Paul. So that's why Paul prays for her and doesn't punch her in the nose. It was a girl. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaimed us the way of salvation." And this she did for many days. What's wrong with that? There a problem? Oh, y'all got real still. Go ahead and breathe. There an issue? Apparently not. Because I'm going to tell you, they've been doing it every Sunday morning since Moby Dick was a minnow. House of God. We're men of God. We preach the way of salvation. Show me the money. I'll go slow. Y'all don't digest this, just tick. I'm going to tell you something. If you don't find the fox in the hen house pretty darn quick, you're going to wake up one of these days and there ain't going to be no more chickens. You got no more chickens, you got no more eggs. You don't get no more eggs, you ain't getting no more chickens. Wonder why we live in a generational disaster we live in today? Because people have been running around screaming. These are servants of God. They preach the way of salvation. Show me the money. Pretty good stuff right there. You see, man cannot serve two masters. And the Christian faith has a lot of masters. You cannot serve God and mammon. Well, Reverend, you look like you got a little money. You drive a new pickup. Yep. And I got mine the way the Bible said to get it. I went to work. That's how the Bible says you get money. You don't. Let me tell you something. If money's seed for money, then I'll tell you what you do. When you get home tonight, you take a $100 bill out of your pocket, dig a hole in your backyard, plant it, and put water on it for the next 9 months. And the day your money tree grows up in your backyard, take a picture of it and bring it up here and show me. Just telling you the truth. This Bible will not teach you how to make money. This Bible will show you how to keep it.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message, Liar, Liar. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. You can find us on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.